It is a dirty job, picking up the trash of Fresno's residents. But it is also a job that has afforded 58-year-old Joe Hill a decent middle-income salary. Those at the top of the scale can make $22 an hour.
I have a good job. I make a decent wage, but I don't feel I'm overpaid. And, you know, I praise God for the job I have and how much I make, and I know there's lots of people that make a lot less, but it's not excessive.
Hill has worked in the city's solid waste division for 10 years. Now he and close to 200 of his colleagues are facing an uncertain future. The city is working to have a private company take over its residential trash pickup. The company, Mid Valley, who last year won the contract to take over trash pickup for the city's commercial clients, has promised workers like Hill a job for at least 1 year. Their salary slashed by about 24%.
Should I be grateful that I still have a job? Yes, but seeing the big disparity in pay, and I've done the numbers. I'm an intelligent man. I have a college degree. But it's going to be devastating to our family's budget. And I just really don't know how we're going to be able to make it financially.
The move to privatize the city's solid waste division has pitted employee and community groups against City Hall and the business community.
First of all, we believe in outsourcing. You know, we think that the government is there to give some basic services, the fire and police.
Al Smith, president of the Greater Fresno Chamber of Commerce, says it just makes good business sense.
That which can be done by the private sector, in our opinion, generally is more efficient, more competitive, tends to cost less.
Dee Barnes, president of the Fresno City Employees Association, says if you follow that model, then the city's reasoning for handing off its trash to a private company doesn't fit. And here are the reasons why. The solid waste division is what is called an enterprise department,
which means the rates that they charge completely cover all of the costs of providing the service to the citizens,
including equipment, personnel, money needed to run the department, everything. So there is no cost to the city. When it comes to being more efficient, Barnes says solid waste is a well-run department.
In fact, National Geographic just featured a story about our recycling program. So we've won all kinds of awards. The service provided to the citizens is excellent. We have one of the lowest rates in the state.
The department has built up such a healthy reserve, approximately $16 million, that in 2011, the Utility Advisory Committee recommended the city lower trash rates. The city failed to act on that recommendation. Barnes believes officials took no action because they had plans to privatize all along.
They're looking to privatize because right now the city cannot use any of the money from the ratepayers for anything other than trash. So they can't use any of that fee, that $25, to pay for police or parks or fire. It can only be used to provide that service.
Fresno City's budget problems have been well documented. And while the city isn't facing bankruptcy, City Manager Mark Scott says Fresno has a very real cash flow problem and needs money now to close a $6 million hole in its current budget. At a recent city council meeting, Scott spelled out a bleak scenario.
So this situation, as serious as it is, as I said, threatens us in the sense that we will be in a position unable to make payroll, or we'll be in a position we won't be able to close out our books at the end of this fiscal year unless we close the gap in the way that our budget envisioned.
Turning the city's residential trash service over to a private company would provide the city with some much-needed cash and provide a new source of revenue for the general fund, money that could be used for police, fire, and parks. Marina Magdaleno, a representative with the union representing trash haulers, says that's the real reason behind the city's effort to privatize solid waste.
Now they are going to franchise solid waste to a private company. They're going to charge the private company a franchise fee that then they are going to in turn put that money into the general fund where they can do whatever they want with it.
Patrick Weimiller, Director of Utilities for Fresno, says while being able to generate a new revenue stream was an important factor in the city's effort to privatize, it was not the only consideration.
You have to have a decision that's also based on, can you still provide service that's as good as what you've been getting, and can you do it at or below the current cost? Now, if you can do all of that and you can still meet your recycling goals, and you have the added benefit of providing additional income to the general fund, then that would be a great outcome.
Mid Valley, the company seeking to take over the city's residential trash service, has not only promised to reduce rates by at least 15%, it has worked out a deal with Fresno that will give the city a $1.5 million one-time signing bonus and approximately $2.5 million annually in franchise fees. And last June, when the City Council approved this year's budget, it counted on receiving $1 million from this planned privatization to help balance the budget.
It doesn't recover the whole budgetary gap, but it does help narrow that gap quite a bit.
The fact that the deal with Mid-Valley will not generate enough money to close the current budget gap of about $6 million has Fresno Councilman Blong Zhang questioning the effort to privatize now.
To me, it doesn't solve the root of our problem. It takes away a service that we do well.
Zhang calls it a short-term fix for a long-term problem, and because it involves budget issues, should be part of budget discussions.
It hasn't been justified to me why we have to privatize at this point and why this process is going so quickly. You have two new incoming council members that's going to be dealing with this. Privatization is not an emergency. Now, we may believe that our financial difficulty is an emergency. I just want to make it clear. We've been having these type of budget discussions for the last six budgets in the last 3-4 years here.
Weimiller disagrees and says turning over trash pickup to a private company will produce long-term gains.
I don't see this as a short-term solution. Certainly the franchise agreement that's being proposed here is for a nearly 9-year period of time, and in my book at least, I don't look at that as a short-term solution.
Weimiller says the deal could generate $50 million in franchise fees over 10 years. And if Mid-Valley raises its rates, as some predict the company will do, that could mean even more money for the city. Fresno will also have access to the $16 million solid waste has in its reserves. Weimiller explains what will happen to those funds.
We own a landfill. The landfill's closed. It's an EPA cleanup site. And we continue to have expenses for maintaining the landfill, the cleanup of the gases and the groundwater that are related to that landfill site.
The cost of maintaining the cleanup of the landfill is set at about $1 million a year. But there are some who believe the money should go back to ratepayers.
You could either use it to help buy down rates even more for the ratepayers, or you could do refunds.
Exactly how the money will be used is yet to be seen. Despite those questions and opposition to the city's deal with Mid-Valley, the Fresno City Council is set to finalize the plan at this week's City Council meeting.
It's not an easy thing to do to make a decision to, you know, let go of operations like this or to separate your colleagues.
Weimiller says it's part of the economic realities that Fresno and other cities are facing. Over the last few years, Fresno has reduced its workforce by close to 1,000 people. While city officials call it a budgetary decision, employee groups see it another way.
They don't believe that the city should be an employer, and that's their motto. And so this is a way to downsize and get rid of it.
Whether that's been the intent, privatizing government services is seen as a way to save money. And in the case of the city of Fresno, a way to generate new revenue. Employees like Joe Hill end up being the casualties.
You get to a point in your life, too, where what you've done has been devalued to such a large extent in it, whether it's prideful or not. I would like to think that, you know, what I've done and the quality of work that I've offered the city is worth something, and to have it devalued, and basically we're told that you're really not worth that much and you're only a garbage man, that hurts.
For Valley Public Radio, I'm Juanita Stevenson.